Anglo-Saxon art, an art of war. Barbarian art was quite different from that of ancient classical civilizations, even if some peoples of German origins had been partly Romanized under the Empire. Architecture and monumental sculpture, as well as wall painting, almost completely disappeared, along with many artistic techniques that had previously been widely diffused. Jewelry, on the other hand, enjoyed great success since it was linked to the traditional metalworking skills of the barbarians and was compatible with their originally itinerant way of life. The jewelry produced by the Anglo-Saxons between the 7th and 8th centuries and 9th centuries, particularly buckles and brooches, represented stylized figurations of animals and ornamental motifs, and was remarkably similar to works found elsewhere in Europe. Here we can find traces of Celtic, late Roman and even Byzantine motifs. Chromatic values were extremely important. Pieces of jewelry were decorated with hot stones and colored enamels. Jewelry was also used to decorate the tombs of important people. In England, the largest number of objects from this period was found in the tomb of an Anglo-Saxon king at Sutton Hoo, near Wolfsbridge in Suffolk.